set a client for a bait Mishnah Zion, Haya Rosh Torchita, Nichnas Betoshel Zaira, Mutter. Somebody who has both wheat and barley planted in his field, and he can't plant wheat and barley together because that would be climb. But at the end of the row of the wheat, it comes to a point, and only after that the row of barley starts. That would be Mutter. And the Mishnah explains why. Because it's very clear where the wheat ends and the barley begins. So it's clear that they're not being planted together, that they're separate. As the Torah only offers klayim when they're planted together, when at the same time you plant both the wheat and the barley, then it would be usher. But if you plant the wheat first, and only after that you plant the barley, even though they're planted right next to each other, that would be mutter, min haTorah. But it would be usher min harabbanan. Min harabbanan, even though you planted one first, and only after that you planted the other crop, it would be usher. But if it's very clear where one crop ends, and one crop begins, and it doesn't look like they were planted together, even Mirabanan, it would be mutter. So therefore, if the row of wheat comes to a point, and only after that the row of barley starts, that would be mutter, even Mirabanan.
Shalom chitim, v'shachavero minacher. Mutter lismos lo meyoso amin.
Somebody planted wheat in his field, and his friend who had a field right next to his planted a different type of crop, such as barley. You're allowed to plant one row of barley at the end of your field, next to your friend's field. That would not be climb even mitter upon him. Because it looks like it's part of your friend's field. And since your friend is planting barley and you planted wheat in your field, when you plant one row of barley next to your friend's field, nobody will realize that that one row of barley was planted by you. They will think that planted by your friend is part of your friend's field. So it doesn't look like climb. As we said, Minatora, climb is only often when you plant the wheat and the barley together. If you plant the wheat first, and only after that you plant the barley, it would be mutter min haTorah. But the Rabbanan asserted, any time it looks like klayim, any time it looks like they're planted together, would be asur min haRabbanan. But in this case, it doesn't look like klayim, because that row of barley that you have next to your friend's field, nobody will even realize that it's part of your field. They will think your friend planted it as part of his field. So therefore, it's mutter, even min haRabbanan.
Shalom chitim, v'shal chaveiro chitim. Mutter lismos lo tuam shal pishdan.
Below Tuam Shal Minachar. Somebody who has wheat planted in his field, and his friend who has a field right next to his also has wheat planted in his field. If you want to plant a row of a different crop other than wheat at the end of your field next to your friend's field, the only crop you can plant is flaxseed. You can't plant any other type of crop. And since your friend planted the same crop that you planted, if you plant any other crop besides pishta, it will look like klein. Therefore, it would be also mitter rabbanan. But if you plant one row of flaxseed, it would be mutter. The reason being that nobody plants just one row of flaxseed. If you want flaxseed, you plant an entire field of flaxseed. So if you plant just one row at the end of your field, it's obvious to the onlooker that the only reason you're planting the one row of flaxseed is to check to see if your field is viable to have flaxseed growing in it. So it doesn't look like klayim if you plant only one row of flaxseed at the end of your field. Instead, it looks like you're just checking to see if your field is viable for the planting of pishta.
Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Echad Zera Pishta, Ve'echad Koha Aminim, Asr.
Rabbi Shimon said, whether it's pishta you're planting at the end of your field, or whether it's any other type of crop, it is forbidden. If your friend has wheat planted in his field, and also in your field is wheat planted, you can't plant any other type of crop at the end of your field, as it would look like klayim. Even if it's pishta that you planted at the end of your field, it still looks like klayim. We're not going to say that the onlooker will realize you're only planting the pishta to check to see if your field is viable for the planting of klayim. Instead, we will say that the onlooker will look at it as if you're planting klayim in your field. It looks like klayim, and therefore, it's forbidden.
Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Afem to Sadeh Amutta Livdoi, B'Tolam Shal Pishta.
Rabbi Yossi takes an even more lenient stance than the Tanakam. According to the Tanakam, you can plant one row of flaxseed at the end of your field, but not in the middle of the field. As if you plant the one row of flaxseed in the middle of your field, it's not so obvious that you only planted it there to check to see if your field is viable for the planting of flaxseed. So it would be forbidden. But Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you plant the one row of flaxseed in the middle of your field, it would be mutter. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, when you plant only one row of flaxseed, even though you planted in the middle of your field, it's obvious to the onlooker that you only planted the flaxseed to check to see if your field is viable for the planting of flaxseed. So it would be mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi.
Second client, Parabeis, Mishnah Chaz, Ain Saim Chon Lasodah Tzvu, Chardo V'chariyam.
Somebody with grain plants in his field, he can't plant mustard or safflower next to the grain as it looks like he planted them together. As much of the safflower is harmful to his crop of grain. So he certainly didn't allow anybody else to plant it there, since it's harmful to his grain. It's obvious that he's the one that planted it there. So it looks like climate. It looks like he planted it together. And it would be awesome. But if he has vegetable plants in his field, he could plant mustard or safflower next to his vegetable. And mustard or safflower is not harmful to the vegetable. So it's not so obvious that he's the one that planted it there. And maybe he has some room at the end of his field next to his vegetable field. Then he'll allow somebody else to plant some mustard or safflower there. So it doesn't look like climb in this case. It doesn't look like he planted them together. And therefore, it's mutter. As we said in the previous mission, that minat Torah, climb is only up there when he planted the two crops together at the same time. But if you planted them at different times, it wouldn't be mutter. But the Rabbanan Asur, at any time, it looks like he planted them together, even if you really didn't plant it together. But since it looks like you planted it together, it would be awesome in Rabbanan. But any time it doesn't look like you planted them together, it would be mutter, even in Rabbanan. So therefore, when you have vegetables growing in your field, and there's mustard or safflower next to the vegetables, it doesn't even look like you planted them together. It's very possible somebody else planted the mustard or safflower next to your vegetables, and therefore it's mutter. Somebody wants to plant two different crops in his field. If there's an area in his field which is bor, which is not plowed at all, it's empty, he can plant two different crops on either side of the sod of bor. As since the sod of bor separates the two crops, it doesn't look like climb and it's mutter. Or if he has an area in his field which is a sudden near, which is plowed but not planted, he can plant two different crops on either side of the sudden near, and it doesn't look like climb since the sudden near separates them. Or if he has a gapa in his field, a stone fence in his field, he can grow two different crops on either side of the gapa. Or if he has a derech, a private road, runs through his field, he can plant two different crops on either side of the stone fence, and since the stone fence separates them, it would be mutter. Ulegeder gavoa asar tzvachim. Or if he has a fence that's 10 tzvachim high in his field, he can grow two different crops on either side of the fence. And since the fence separates them, it doesn't look like climb. Ulecharet shu amak asara v'rachav dalet. Or if he has a ditch that runs through his field, if it's 10 tzvachim deep and 4 tzvachim wide, he can grow two different crops on either side of the ditch, and it doesn't look like climb since the ditch separates them. Or if he has a tree in the middle of his field, and the branches incline down towards the ground within three tefachim of the ground, those branches are the same as a fence, and therefore it can grow two different crops on either side of the branches. And since the branches separate them, it would be mutter. Ulasela gavoa sara varach of dalon. So too, if he has a rock, a very large rock in the middle of his field, a 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, he can grow two different crops on either side of the rock. And since the rocks separate them, it doesn't look like climb, and it would be much